Let's go on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Does it say anywhere in the Bible what we will look like when we get to heaven? What I mean is people will know us and recognize us too. So how will this happen? Like what age will we be remembered? I've heard since Jesus lived to his 30s, it would be around then. I also heard we will be remembered at the age that we were the most happy. Well, we really just don't have a lot of scriptural information about these things. However, we can piece together different references that can give us some idea about what to expect when we get to heaven. King David had a young son that was taken in death. His words in 2 Samuel 12:23 were, "But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." This indicates that David realized that he would be able to recognize his son when he joined him in heaven. Now let's read Luke 16:23-24. "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." This is the familiar story of Lazarus and the rich man, as found in Luke 16:19-31. In the verses we just read, we see that the rich man could see and recognize Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, which is a synonym for heaven. And notice that it doesn't say that Lazarus saw the rich man, only that the rich man saw Lazarus and referenced him by name. The Apostle Paul writes of perfect knowledge in the glory, as we read in 1 Corinthians 13:12, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known." This indicates that we will know everyone, and everyone will know us. Well, what will we look like in heaven? Now, there will be definitely a change in our bodies when we are resurrected to live in the glory. 1 Corinthians 15:42-44 says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body." There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And verse 49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." Our natural bodies were not created to inhabit heaven, so our bodies will need to be changed. These corruptible bodies that we have now will be raised incorruptible. 1 John 3:2 says, "Behold, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Our spiritual bodies will be like that of the Lord Jesus himself. Philippians 3:21 speaks to the Lord Jesus, "who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." So while we aren't told specifically what we will look like in heaven, we know that our spiritual bodies will be incorruptible, glorious, and powerful. That shows us that there will be no deformities or ailments in heaven. We will be like our perfect Savior. What age will we be in heaven? I guess I could speculate about this, but your speculation would be as good as mine. Adam and Eve were created and formed as adults. The Lord Jesus was crucified when he was around 33 years old. Does this mean that we will resemble that age when the body is at its physical peak? I really don't know. But I do know that we will be like our blessed Savior, so our spiritual bodies will be perfect. Perhaps we can learn a lesson from the Israelites as the Lord led them out of Egypt. Psalm 105:37 says, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." In heaven with our Lord, there will not be the helplessness of the babes, neither will be the feebleness of the elderly. In Revelation 21:3-5 says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.